If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
You'll never throw away banana peels after watching this. I bet you never thought that banana peels could be good for anything other than slapstick comedy gags or an effective weapon in Mario Kart. It may come as a surprise to you, but banana peels are one of the best fertilizers out there. In fact, they're a rich source of nutrients and contain loads of minerals, such as potassium, phosphorus, and calcium, that are essential for your plant's health. There are a couple of methods you can try to see what works best. First of all, mix some banana peels into your compost pile, and they'll add the necessary potassium and phosphorus to promote root development. Brewing a sort of compost tea is also a great option. Just drop a few peels into a bucket full of water and let it sit for a couple of days. Then mix one part banana peel tea with five parts fresh water, and water your plants with this mixture once a week. If you want something quick and easy, then make a banana peel spray. This time you'll need a few other ingredients as well. Apart from the banana peels, you'll need some eggshells, Epsom salt, and water. Dry the banana peels and eggshells, and once they're all dried up, grind them together. Put them in a spray bottle along with the Epsom salt and fill the sprayer with water. Make sure to spray the mixture on your plants once a week. Finally, you can make a banana peel vinegar that's great for blueberries and other acid-loving plants. Put the peels in a mason jar and submerge them with water. Then cover the jar with a cloth and rubber band or a loosely fitting lid. Let the mixture sit for a week to unlock the nutrients in the peel. After a week, remove the peels and allow the water to sit, covered, until the mixture ferments into a vinegar. If the mixture seems especially potent, dilute it with water right before using so you don't accidentally burn your plants. And here are a couple of other reasons why you should keep your banana peels. Get rid of acne. Banana peels contain lots of important skin-boosting elements and minerals that help reduce inflammation, fight off the appearance of pimples, and fade acne scarring. Start by washing your face, and then gently rub the inside of the peel all over your skin for about 5 to 10 minutes. Leave the banana-y paste on your face for another 10 minutes to make sure your skin absorbs all the necessary nutrients. You can then wash it off with cold water. Use this treatment once or twice a week, and you'll notice a visible improvement in your complexion. You can also add lemon juice to the mix, since it's great at brightening the skin and fading scars. To do this, mash up some banana peels beforehand, and then combine 1 tablespoon of mashed peels with 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Use the final mixture as a spot treatment, and leave it on your troublesome areas for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then rinse it off with warm water. Repeat this once or twice a week as well. And these aren't the only banana peel recipes for skincare out there, so it's not that difficult to find one that'll work perfectly for your skin. Whiten your teeth. We all dream of having a beautiful Hollywood smile, so we spend our hard-earned money on special toothpastes, whitening strips, or even dental procedures to help our teeth look incredible. But there are so many home remedies that can help you whiten your teeth quickly and naturally. Banana peels can help you out with that, too. To see the amazing results for yourself, rub the inside of the peel against your teeth until they become covered in the delicious banana paste. Just don't lick it off. Leave this paste on your teeth for about 10 to 15 minutes and try to keep your mouth open so the paste can really do its job. Then just wet your toothbrush and brush the stuff off your teeth. For the best results, do this every single day. Polish your shoes. If you live in an area with seasonal rain or snow, you know how difficult it can be to keep your shoes looking shiny and new. But before you go out and buy some shoe polisher, why not try using banana peels? That's right, they'll give you the exact same effect, making your shoes look clean and brand spanking new. To achieve this natural and cost-effective result, rub the inner lining of the banana skin all over your shoes just like you would with your regular shoe polish. Once that's done, buff the shoes with a soft white cloth, and voila! Your kicks look amazing again within just a couple of seconds. See? And you thought banana peels are just garbage. Polish tarnished silver. The polishing superpowers of banana peels aren't just limited to teeth and shoes. They're also highly effective at shining up things made of silver. You'll need some banana peels and water for this recipe. First off, put the peels and a bit of water in a blender to make a paste. Once it's ready, take a toothbrush and scrub your silver items with the blended paste for about 5 to 10 minutes. Then, simply dip your silver pieces in some water to get rid of any leftover residue and dry them with a clean cloth. You'll immediately notice the silver will look shiny and bright again. This effect will last for a long time, but once it starts to fade, you can simply repeat the procedure and bring the shine right back to your silver possessions again. Reduce eye puffiness. Pretty much all of us these days lead a hectic lifestyle of constant work or study that doesn't leave much time for sleep. And unfortunately, one of the signs of our poor sleeping habits is right smack dab on our face, puffy eyes and dark circles. Before you go out and buy some overpriced eye cream or concealer, you guessed it, grab a banana. Of course, you should chow down on the fruit first because you'll just need the potassium-rich peel. It'll work wonders by removing excess salt, which, in turn, will reduce unwanted puffiness. All you'll need is a fresh banana peel and some aloe vera gel. Mix them together into a smooth paste and dab it around your eyes. Leave the paste on for 15 to 20 minutes so that it can do its magic. And when the time's up, wash it away with cold water. Use this treatment once or twice a week to look fresh as a daisy. Fight depression. Banana peels can actually help you overcome depression and lift your mood. It seems impossible, I know, because banana peels definitely aren't appetizing. But according to researchers, banana peel extract can help you deal with depression because of its effect on your brain's production of the hormone serotonin, which is responsible for balancing your mood and emotions. It's suggested that eating 2 banana peels a day for 3 days straight can increase serotonin levels by 16%. Some people prefer to boil banana peels instead of eating them raw, or even blending them with other fruits to make them at least a little bit more tasty. In Asian countries, banana peels are usually fried, so you have a lot of options on how you can eat them. Besides boosting your brain's happy hormone, banana peels also improve digestion, immune health, and energy levels, as well as lower the risk of diabetes. So maybe it's worth giving it a try. Soothe bug bites. Any of you get the feeling that you're some kind of mosquito magnet and your blood is made of like maple syrup or something? Thumbs up if you can relate. As you know, when you get bitten by a bug, your skin starts to itch. That's basically your immune system's reaction to the bite. And if you would like to soothe the itch the natural way, use a banana peel. Just rub the bite with the inside of the peel and its anti-inflammatory effects will help reduce the swelling and get rid of the redness and itching. If you need an even stronger remedy, grab some banana peels, rose water, and ice. Scrape the banana-y stuff off the peels, add a little rose water to create a paste, and apply the mixture to the bite. Take a clean cloth, fill it with ice cubes, and wrap it around the bitten area. Leave this compress on your skin for 20 to 30 minutes, and then rinse the area with water. It'll help reduce the pain.